Wonderful. So welcome everyone. Much love and blessings. We've got Brother Nick here. How's your trip, Nick? How's everything going?
Wild and wonderful, bro. Wild and wonderful. Extraordinary reality manifesting. Lots of X factors. Feeling great, bro. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Yes. All is good. It's getting super hot over here now. Starting to notice the everything's hotting up in many ways, which is 2012. So yes, all is good. And yeah, we got a lot of questions this week. Lots and lots and lots of questions. Thank you everyone for asking your questions. We love your questions very much. And again, if you have any anything you want to share, feel free to share with us by on the phone. And if you have any questions when we're talking, then you can mention that in the chat. We'd love to hear from you. So feel free. And of course, this week we have Tim, who shared last week, going to give us his update on his experiences of getting up early and practicing the Magic Evening program. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure Tim is on the phone. So Tim, whenever you want to do that, just put star 2 and I'll unmute you and then you can share with us. So, but for the time being, why don't we just kick it off? Oh, here we go. He's ready now. All right, let's just take it, shall we? All right. Hello? Aloha. We got a 04 number.
Aloha. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, it's wonderful to share. Thank you so much. Is it a good time for me to share? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, great. Thanks, brother. If you like, I'll give you a bit of an update of where I'm at. It's been a very interesting experience. I've been partaking in the Amrit Vita now, getting up at a very early hour from the hours of 2 to 5, and it's been a quite intense experience. I kind of liken it to a scene from The Matrix when they're trying to exercise a very strange creature out of the internal organs of Neo. what it's brought about for me is a lot of issues which were coming up, and something that I've shared actually with Brother Wolfgang is that the things that are coming out in your dreams are not necessarily related to the problems in your life. They're kind of emotional triggers. So I've kind of put together with the journaling when I get up for Amrit Vita, and then I launch into my meditation and practices. The things that I was writing down were something quite different. Although the emotional triggers were intense for the issues that are coming up in my dreams. So, and then the rest of my life throughout my day, the intensity of everything increased in my business affairs, things, opportunities that were coming out of the blue, and also various dramas. You know, things got a lot worse than they before they got better. In fact, they got a lot worse right at the start. I don't know whether anyone can relate with that.
Absolutely, yeah. You're guaranteed to get a kicking when you turn the heat up, turn the power up. There's no doubt about it.
Awesome. Okay. So the experiences, and look, I must say, I actually, the dramas that came up were intense, but the energy that came through was also extremely intense, where I thought that my ego was trying to actually stop me sleeping, you know, and I tried lots of tricks, you know, binaural beats and whatever I could. You know, it was trying to shake me out of sleep so that I'd miss out on that magic, you know, period between 2 to 5, but I just kept up with it, you know, and, you know, if you deprive yourself enough, you're going to sleep the next night, you know, and the energy you get from kind of drifting in and out of that state during that time actually drives through your day. That was my experience. And also, where you thought you were really tired, and the kind of magic happens, you get these inspirations of how to do things better. You know, the magic does happen. So what you might assume as being quite a difficult experience turns out to be quite a magical experience. And I found opportunity just came in from nowhere, as I was saying before. So for me, definitely, you know, I think the hardcore spiritual practice is the only way, and in fact, you realise how much you don't know. You know, it's kind of like there's territory there that you got to keep digging into, and you know, that I thought that I was covering, and you know, I my ego just found a way to kind of smooth that over. And the other thing I noticed too was that, you know, in terms of Dharma, I got a few surprises in terms of what I needed to do for myself to really be who I am. So, you know, I'm a bit of an all-rounder, and I had to, you know, one part of me is kind of launched into intense business, you know, and another part of me is needs to be out in nature, you know, jamming in music, and you know, another part of me will be in a suit and being amongst the people. You know, it's so I found I have to kind of like bring the elements together. But other people, I think it's a bit more easy. They've kind of got you know, unique talents that it's just a complete focus for them. And then, of course, there's the weaknesses too that come out that you just got to do. You know, it's like it comes out. Should I be doing this right now? You know you've got to do that right now, and there's every excuse not to do it. You know, and when the vision is that strong that's come out in your work during that period of time between 2 and 5, you know that vision has got to drive you on. You must partake in that. In something that's clearly you don't want to do, but it's just such a massive driver that you power through it. So yeah, they're my experiences. And I look, you know, there's some positives and some really scary times, and really dark nights of soul. So apologies, I'm just going to, and that's another thing. I keep getting. Like, as the energy increases, the intensity, I'm getting smashed from every way, from people in, you know, as the energy increases, if you don't provide the intensity, the universe will provide it for you in ways you may not like, and that also gives you energy to cope with it. I recommend giving it a go. Has anyone got any questions for me? I think I've glossed over a few things. If you want to ask any details of various things, but that's all in the story of things that unfold. If anyone likes a story, I love to tell a story, but I know there's a lot of questions.
That's wonderful. I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all what you've just shared. And I think it's actually a very good sign. If people don't have stuff coming up for them, and there's not all this kind of crazy stuff going on internally and resistance, then it's because we're getting lazy, you know. And as soon as we really make a significant shift, then a bunch of stuff comes up to tester. So that's been my experience over 15 years consistently, you know. So I think it's great. Good for you. And you can tell us next time what happens if you keep doing it. Are you going to keep doing it, Tim's question? This is a magic question. Are you committed to keep it up?
I'm going to keep it up. And I think, my plan is to increase the intensity. You know, there are certainly some things that I just, you know, it's a refinement, you know, as you're saying, Michael, it's a refinement, you know. So I'm going to just keep going with it. And, yeah, I'm happy to share some of the experiences. But, yeah, it's a story that cascades into other stories, which, you know, I'm happy to share with any of the brothers and sisters out there offline if they'd love to hear it.
Yay.
Lots of fun. And look, the love that comes through, you know, at certain periods too, as well as the pain. You know, I got to say, I was in some severe drama. I'm a good example of what not to do. And, all ego down in some crazy ways. And then, at other times, just in absolute bliss. And then kind of calibrating, getting some real insight during those early morning hours of what to do next, you know.
Stoked. Do you guys have anything to say to Tim? I'm very pleased with you, bro. Well done. And it's really wonderful to have people who actually take this seriously and be able to hear the results. You know, I'm sure everyone listening to this is also hardcore, but it's lovely to actually get the feedback, you know, so I encourage more people sharing. So anyone else who wants to share, you're always welcome. It's beautiful to hear the experiences because this is what it's all about, really. It's not just theory. It's how do we feel and what are we doing in our lives practically, you know.
Thanks so much, Michael. It's great to have that intensity of everybody hearing my commitment to do it. You know, I could feel the energy of it. You know, every time I tried to kind of wriggle out of it, I was kind of like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to be getting in front of you guys energetically. I could really feel it. So that helped me a lot.
That's what it's all about, bro. So anyone else who wants to take up a challenge and commit on the call, you're most welcome. I'm sure it'll be very beneficial. All right, there's someone else who wants to talk to us. Let's just take this, shall we? So Tim, well done. We'll look forward to talking to you soon, all right?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Okay. Yay. So who have we got here then? We've got someone else. I've just unmuted you. Hey, how are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Nick in Carlsbad.
Wonderful.
Great. I was just thinking how helpful it would be if I could volunteer for such a favor. If you could hold me to, I've been trying really hard for a long time to get up at the 4 o'clock, the Amrit Vela hours, and not been able to make it quite yet. But if I had to, you to hold me accountable to it, I would really appreciate it, and I would just have no excuse other to do it. I kind of have this turning point in my life where I've been unemployed for over a year, and I really need to make something happen now because unemployment insurance has run out, and I'm down to my last week's worth of funds now. Something has got to happen. I have to do something, obviously. And this would be a great time, I think, for me to start getting up early and doing my extended morning routine.
Sounds perfect, bro. Yeah, absolutely. This is where the power comes in when we get to these extreme situations and have to shift things. So yeah, and everyone will hold this.
I'm sorry, that kind of broke up for me.
You know, you'll be held accountable by the whole group, everyone, all the Vortex of the superheroes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And everyone can send blessings to you to shift your situation as well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, look forward. Oh, look, we've got another question. All right, this is great.
You know, Michael, can you hear me, Michael?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say something before we jump to the next call there, and that is, you know, I appreciate, well, both Tim and you sharing here and really for Tim taking it on, like really taking it on, reporting back. That's the best thing ever. It's so great to just have a full completion cycle there. And I just really appreciate, Tim, you using it to the utmost. And, you know, just what Michael was saying there, I just want to underscore, which is this idea of using the energy of the vortex, because, you know, whether you call in and say you need support or whether you don't, the point is that the support is there for you, and it's simply a matter of you connecting into the energy that is this group. It is everyone that's really, you know, working on an extraordinary evolutionary path here, and asking for that level of support energetically, and you will get it. Ask and you will receive. But if you aren't asking, you aren't going to get it. You know what I mean? It really is that simple, but I think it's great to underscore that, because not everyone needs to get on the phone and ask for this or that or the other thing, and if you do, that's fine, but at the same time, just know that that's there for you, and it's a simple matter of you just taking some time in your morning meditation or whatever it is throughout the day, or whenever you're just slammed and really dealing with that drama or that situation, just say, look, you know what, I need some real support here from this vortex and from this community. And you'll get it. It really does work like that. And I've seen it over and over. I have a lot of evidence to support that. So I just wanted to highlight what you were saying there, Michael, because I think that's key.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point of us coming together. That's why this is different from other trainings, and this is why it's different from, you know, reading books, because we're all here helping each other out. Everyone's experiencing intense energies, and I think one of the most powerful things is accountability in various ways, but to really feel that energy and to know that what you do is benefiting not just yourself, but it makes it easier for everyone else. You know, like, I'm sure all of us know people who, you know, decided to give up something, and because they did, you thought, well, I can do that as well. Or they decided to do something unusual, and you thought, well, if they can do that, I can do it. So just the fact that you do it has an effect on everyone else, you know. So that's just how it works, and that's how the evolution is happening in the world. It's one person at a time is changing their own lives, and it naturally is having an effect on others. And we can really take full advantage of this phenomena by this training and by us really connecting with each other and sharing honestly and openly. And, you know, we all have challenges. So, you know, you might want to do something and you do it a lot most of the time, and you have a few days that are extra stressful. That's fine, you know, but you're on the mission and you're going in the direction. And that's the main thing. It's always like that. So, yay. I'm going to unmute this for the next person. And, of course, anyone can share. And if you want to share again or whatever, we're always happy for that. I'm just going to press the button here. Where has it gone? Okay. So we've got 201 number. Aloha.
Oh, hi, Michael. This is Stephanie from Florida.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you doing? I'm doing great. Tim, actually, I wanted to offer something to you if it would be of help to you. If you want, I would be more than welcome to do the Amrit Bela with you. I'll set my alarm clock. I'll give you a call, make sure you're up kind of thing, and do it together. I don't know what time zone you're in. I don't even know if that would help you, but I would be willing to, you know, kind of do this together with you, maybe knowing that someone else is getting up and pushing you to get out of bed. You know, it might help. I don't know. Would it?
Awesome, yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me there? Am I still? Help. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Yeah. We can all hear you, and also Nick is on as well. So you know, you guys are all live.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Look, that's such a wonderful offer. The only problem that might occur there is I'm in the Australian time zone.
Okay.
You know, it's what is this time illusion anyway? I mean, you know, someone's coming into Amrit Bela, someone's going out of it. You know, it's I think it's a wonderful idea. I'd really appreciate that. That sounds awesome.
Awesome, yeah. And just to kind of share a little bit of my experience too, I started the practice of this myself, and I kind of went through some challenges as well, and I found that having somebody kind of doing it with me, kind of making sure I didn't hit the snooze button and go back to sleep kind of thing, really helped me. And so once I started to do it and realized the value of it, it's easier to do on my own. So that's kind of why I was thinking it might help you. So even though we're in two different time zones, if you are cool with it, I'm cool with it. I just have to figure out I don't know what the time zone difference is between like Eastern Standard Time and where you are. Do you know how many hours apart we are?
Yeah, look, we're a fair few hours apart, but I think it'll kind of work, you know, and I think it'll work for anyone else listening too. I mean, you know, if you're in different parts of the world, it's probably might make it easier, because someone who's out of those time zones in waking hours will make it find it quite a lot easier to connect with someone who's in it, you know. It might be a really good tag team thing, you know, a relay thing across the world, follow the sun, you know.
That's great.
I know. Get your number or something, and we can coordinate
this. I'm on the social networking. I'm Soul Water, SoulWater.
Oh, yes.
I'm also Soul Water on Skype, you know, and I think this is an awesome idea. This is exciting, because the energy that comes through this particular time and the resistance to tap into that energy is massive too.
Awesome. So I'll make sure I friend you then after the call, and we can get connected.
Great. Thank you so much, sister. That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be fun.
Really, really looking forward to connecting with you. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much. No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. That's great. So anyone else who wants to join, I'm sure it will work out. And folks, see, this is what we like to hear. Superheroes supporting each other and showing up. This is perfect. So anyone else who wants to share anything, just put your hand up by pressing 2 at any point. And in the meantime, we'll just take some of these questions. We've got a lot of questions this week. I'm going to look at them here. So this is a great question from Kathleen. She's saying, I started the training and I can't get rid of the contradictions that I feel about going through this journey. And what she means is, in a certain way, longing to be a better person, more complete and spiritually connected, that's my intention, feels feeds my ego in a way I don't want. So I'm longing for a certain result, which inholds the danger to a rather egotistic, ego-oriented activity. It holds that I don't accept myself and my life the way it is and look for more and better, so my quest is in service of resistance against what is. When we're on a spiritual path, this resistance can manifest on a very refined and subtle way, dangerous to me, this resistance. So that's one. And the second thing is, if I am working with dream boards in the universe and trying to control my life, I am afraid that where I try and control, there's no freedom. And where there's no freedom, nothing will flow. So we don't need, so don't we need to be free and unattached to the result whatsoever? And how do you deal with these contradictions? So this is a wonderful question, a very deep question. Taylor, what do you think about that?
I'd love to say something about that. Yeah, you know, this one about, well, you know, working with dream boards, trying to control the universe, or trying to the universe to control your life, isn't it better just to be in this free flow? You know, I would definitely not see dream boards or creating goals or those sorts of practices as controlling your life at all. I think the way to hold dream boards or goals or those types of things is as setting intentions. That's, you know, that's kind of a general category you could hold it in energetically, that you're really sort of honing in on your desires and clarifying what you want. Because I've found that how the universe can best deliver to you, and this is just the basic fundamental law of manifesting, is the clearer you are, the more precise you are about what you want, the easier it is for the universe to deliver and line up around you and put you in the right place at the right time and to be in that free flow, you know, not knowing everything, just the kind of synchronistic way things happen. Where if you are in this gray place, you know, like, well, you know, like, for example, a life mate, you know, because I work so many with so hundreds of people who want to manifest a partner, a life mate, and I'll ask them, I'll say, okay, well, you know, are you clear about what it is that you really desire in a partner? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is so sketchy that it's no wonder the universe does not deliver. And so the purpose of a dream board or goals is to really support you in honing in on what it is you desire, kind of having your wishes or your intentions be clear. So, and that makes it much easier for the universe to line up behind you to deliver on it. So I don't think it's a contradiction. I wouldn't hold it as a contradiction. I kind of hold it as you're kind of putting out before you what you want, and then all the pieces can kind of fill in. It really is a powerful act of creation and intention, and it doesn't control anything. It allows for still the unpredictable, or perhaps, you know, ways it'll set up in ways maybe you didn't even think it would. All that can still happen inside of setting your intention. You know, many times people say, well, I had an intention for this, that, other thing. I got this. I really wasn't expecting that, but this is, you know, just part of that, or, you know, ever. So I would hold it as more of a way to sort of empower the universe to support you or get behind you and, you know, just see it like that. And then, Michael, do you want to comment on the first?
Yeah, that's great. I think that pretty much sums it up. The only thing I would add to that is, you know, about the ego thing, that when you want to improve yourself, it can come over egotistical. I think that is a possibility in a sense, but I'm not sure how you're looking at the situation, because there's one thing to, you know, pump yourself up and think you're so great because how spiritual you are and all that kind of thing. That's an ego trip. It's coming from that kind of I'm the best ever. Look how relaxed I am, or something like that. Look how humble I am. But you know, the other thing is that we are expressing our potential, you know. And there's a satisfaction that comes when we just live our best life ever, you know, when we really experience the deep experiences and enjoy the rich moments in life for their own sake, not because of other people or not because of any other reason than just sheerly being in awe and wonder about how beautiful it is to be the fullest expression of ourselves. And for no other reason, like if no one ever saw it and no one ever knew about it, it would just be a joy in itself, you know. So I'd try and, you know, encourage you to think of it from that point of view. Why are you doing this personal development, spiritual development work, really? And if no one ever saw you or experienced you, would you still be doing it? Would you be interested in it? So that you come back to something that's very personal for you, you know? The same when people want to lose weight or something, you know, you might ask, why do you want to lose weight? Is it for other people and how they think about you, or is it for yourself? You know, why? What's the real reason? And if it's something personal, then it will happen easily. But if it's something for other people, and it really taints the purity of the intention. So I think it's always extremely important for us to ask why are we doing any of this stuff? You know, why do you want to be getting up at Amaravela? Why do you want to shift your thinking? Why do you want to, you know, feel happier? Why do you want to have more abundance? Why do you really want to have a beautiful relationship? You know, get clear on that reason why, and make it very personal. So that if no one was there and you lived alone, you'd still be a good reason, you know. I think that once you got to that place, then it gets rid of all the ego, and it's very sincere. And the other thing, just briefly, about vision boards and mood boards, dream boards, is I was having a long chat with someone about this the other day, that we might think of it in terms of, you know, I'm creating my destiny and I'm creating this board and I want this thing to happen. But I think it's actually the other way around, that the future is already calling us. Your higher self, your future experiences are already calling you anyway. They already exist. And because they exist in the future, they're inspiring you, as in terms of premonitions. You're having premonitions of your higher self. So your dream board, your vision board, is a premonition of the future more than you controlling, making things happen. You know, so you're actually allowing grace to guide you by the things you put on there if you're really tuning in. So you can flip it the other way around completely and see it as a sense of surrender rather than as a control mechanism. That's how I see vision boards personally.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, because in truth, you know, I find when I put something down in that manner, I really then let it go completely. I feel at that point that was just all that was needed, was to get it to there, and then I can let it go. So that's a great point, Michael.
Once we've got it down, it's like, okay, this is done, and we move on, you know. And frankly, all the things that I've manifested in my life have all come manifested after I've just surrendered it completely and not even cared. And we talk about this in the training a lot. These are very, very deep things, but it's always the same process again and again and again, getting more and more refined. So you have a download, you put it on your vision, and then you feel so complete and full in yourself that you don't need it to happen anyway. And then once you've totally forgotten about it, it normally comes back again, you know. And the other thing related to this that I think is important for everyone to realize is that what we manifest and the speed of our manifestations are actually based upon our level of consciousness and our level of spiritual power. So even if we have vision boards and all this stuff, if our power is not strong enough, we don't manifest very quickly. So that's why man above and surrendering and like tuning into this powerful energy is really the method to manifest, because the more we just attain spiritual power, the more our thoughts become things quickly. I know a lot of people don't talk about that, but you know, there's a difference between someone with massive amount of power and someone with less power. So we need to increase the power that we have, spiritual power, and we've got so many methods on the training for you to do that. So you're in good hands. You want to take the next question, Taylor?
All right, then. Next question is from Jessica in Vancouver. Aloha. I'm finding it difficult on a minute-to-minute basis to control my emotions. Well, that's a universal phenomenon there. I just have so much emotion, compassion, a deep want to help mankind and the underdog. The coldness of others, from people I know to situations around the world, easily hurts me very deeply. And that in turn makes me lose faith in people and retreat inside myself. But there's a flip side. I also get so happy that I can't concentrate on my training. I just can't seem to balance out. Can you please help me figure out what beliefs I have that make this happen? I would be eternally grateful. So, just in terms of finding it difficult on a moment-to-moment basis to control your emotions and this deep need to want to help mankind, you know, and then being hurt deeply by, you know, any kind of injustice you see, this is really, to me, an indicator of an awakening, and it's happening, I find, just all over the place. People, where before people were kind of walking around numb or maybe asleep or this, that, or the other thing, you know, I have more and more people all the time that I'm talking to that want to start this kind of organization and that kind of nonprofit to help with that, this or that or the other thing, these kind of injustices you're speaking about that give you pain. And more people, you know, practically everywhere that I'm listening, and even mainstream media and this type of thing, are people really becoming awake and having compassion and wanting to be of service? I mean, it's astounding. To me, it's inspiring, because where before people could, you know, have factory farms and kill a whole bunch of animals. In fact, I was just reading there's this strange practice. I can't remember what country it is, but it was a strange practice that's been going on for centuries, where they actually dropped turkeys from the sky in this one town on Turkey Day. You know, it's a very strange thing. Well, this has been going on forever. You know, it's just what this town does. And now every certain group there was has come forward and said, this has got to stop. You know, this is just not a humane thing. And I'm seeing this happening everywhere. Even if, like, the more you become aware and awake and sensitive and you realize that we are all one, that there is, you know, that people in Syria are you and vice versa, then it would only make sense that you would be open to that level of sensitivity and emotion. And this is just part of waking up and evolving. And so, you know, that's the good news. And it really becomes how to deal with that, or, you know, kind of, well, how can you kind of move forward and not be completely immobilized by that, I think maybe is the question you have. And the answer to that is, I have found for myself, and you know, probably a lot of other people get to this place, is that is really seeing it as all perfect. You know, that it's all part of the unfolding of this evolution and kind of awakening that we're on. And just, you know, when I get into those places of, wow, that's a painful situation, or find that hard to even imagine that level of injustice or whatever it is, I really just send light to it and hold light around that situation and trust that it is all part of our evolution. And, you know, the best news about what all of it is, I see more and more people waking up and having, really having it there and wanting to do something about it, or feel like they somehow want to contribute to that. And that's, I'm really inspired by that. So I think it's a sign of your just becoming more sensitive and aware. And, you know, my suggestion is really just to get bigger when you get into these spaces of feeling contracted or upset about it. And just expand yourself energetically. Imagine expanding out and being able to hold all of it and see it as a divine shift of energy that's occurring.
That's wonderful. Yeah, the only other thing I'd mention is that what the world needs, as much as people making a difference and making a change, is the world needs people who are peaceful and can not get upset. Because, I mean, getting upset happens anyway. But I just want to bring to the attention that you maintaining your peace is actually a very good service by itself, even if you didn't do anything else at all, you know. So really recognizing the value of that. And like Taylor said, we don't actually understand all the intricacies and magical ways that things happen. And a lot of the time, I'm certainly speaking for myself, it's the situations that I've gone through that have been extremely stressful to me and unpleasant, and you know, wake-up calls that have actually made me change my life and shift things in the biggest way possible. So we might get upset about something that's happening in the world and think that it's terrible, but we don't know if it wasn't for that situation that certain things wouldn't be improved afterwards, you know, because it wakes people up. So I'm not saying that we should just sit back and not do anything about anything, but we also need to appreciate that certain things that happen can be the catalyst for growth by the people happening to them. So rather than immediately seeing them as this terrible thing, that we're good to be open to the possibility of what might be the benefit in this situation, how might this be serving people on a deeper level. And then the other thing is to make sure that we personally never do that kind of stuff. And this is a big thing, I feel, that if we see something we don't like and we don't appreciate, we should never, ever, ever do it again ourselves, you know, because a lot of the time people don't like something and they repeat it in their own life, you know. So that's a way of really shifting it. It's like, if you say there's this kind of abuse going on, I would never have anything to do with that personally in any way, shape or form, even in a subtle way. When we make that commitment to ourselves, that's extremely powerful, you know. So that's just another thought on this. I imagine you'll feel better if you get more peaceful about these things. All right, so we got another question here from, I'm not sure who this is from, it didn't say who it's from. This person says they signed up in March, they've now done 10 sessions, but they haven't advanced beyond the first few sessions because I've not practiced 108 breaths consistently for 1 week. My main obstacles is time. You know, I timed the breath. It took me 15 seconds, but it basically took about an hour to do the whole thing. And haven't been able to get up early enough, haven't got enough time. So this is a good question. I would highly recommend that you don't worry too much about the breath. You know, because we can get so obsessed about the breath and whether or not we did it right and all this sort of thing, that it can stunt your progress, like you're sharing. And two things about getting your time back. One is, there's a video that I did called 80-20, how to do less and achieve more. And I highly encourage everyone to listen to that, watch that, like, you know, a few times to understand these principles, because you can do way less stuff and get way more done if you apply the things I mentioned in that video. And it's not just a funny sort of idea. This actually works extremely well, and it's proven to work, and it works for anyone who applies it. So you can get a lot of your time back, a lot more time, a lot more stuff done if you just watch that and apply the principles. So anyone who hasn't done that, I recommend you go back and watch that. It's the get more done in less time. And the other thing is, like I said, don't worry about these practices. It's not important if you don't master the breath thing. It really isn't, you know. It's the breath thing is designed specifically to help you get focus and to control your thoughts and your mind. But it's one of many practices that we have. And one of the important things about this superhero training is that we encourage you to tune into the things that work best for you and really take advantage of them. This isn't a kind of training that you have to do every single thing exactly the way it says, exactly. It's all about you. It's all about your life. It's all about what you're going to get out of it. So we've got more stuff than you actually need so that everyone on the training gets the thing that they need. So I wouldn't worry about perfecting it and doing this and doing that. It's more about the experience and how it has an effect on your life. And if one thing isn't the best ever for you, there's going to be four or five other things that you can use. And that's why we have the monthly check-ins, and that's why we have the magic sessions, is for you to get clear on what those things are so that you just focus on what works for you. I hope that's clear to everyone. Do less, achieve more. What do you say, Taylor?
Ah, I love that. Love that. We could say that several times. Yes. I'm all about that. All about that.
Yeah. Yes, that's the way we go. That's it. So if there's any a time where you're getting super stressed out and it doesn't seem to work, chances are there's another thing better than that that you could be doing that we've already talked about, and just change onto that, because not every single thing works for every single person, and we're very aware of that. So that's why we've designed in these check-ins and sessions and all this other stuff, so that you can find out which the best things are for you. And also you can talk to other superheroes and find out which ones they benefit from, and you might learn some stuff. So that's a way of saving you a lot of time.
Yeah, and it is a process of discovery. And, you know, and I suspect that, you know, even when you go through the train once, you're going through it again, you'll be in a whole different space, and you may even see, wow, I really wasn't drawn to this the first time, but wow, this is exactly what I need right now. And that's the other thing about the training, is that it's multidimensional in that way, so that because it is really a living, expanding container, that there will be what you need right then and there, and maybe those other practices won't be, but they'll roll around just at the perfect time, and there they'll be. And that is why there's, you know, it was really put together in that way so that there is just a whole toolbox of information. You know, you may not use it all at once, but it's great to know that it's there, and you may cycle back around again and find things useful in new ways that you hadn't before, and that's really just really what's really exciting, I think, about that there are so many resources available in the training.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of bonus stuff that a lot of people on this call have not even looked at, you know, that would be very useful. So get more time back by studying that how to get more time back thing that I've created, because it works extremely well and you can apply it in your own personal life no matter who you are, and you're going to get more time and get more done with less effort, which is really truly something that actually works. I can tell you from personal experience, plus anyone I've shared this with who's applied it has got amazing results. It's just we just have to think differently and act a bit differently, but it's not actually that hard, but it works amazingly. So, you know, take the time to really study that.
Yeah, and you know, another thing I just want to say, you know, I find when I'm faced with that kind of a choice, like, oh, there's all these things. Like, for example, when I want to find perhaps, you know, a plumber, you know, or something, it's like, oh, dear, how do I find a plumber? And I open the phone book, and I'll ask, you know, I'll have a whole list of plumbers before me, maybe, and I'll ask whatever the perfect plumber is just to kind of light up. You know, that's to kind of light up or jump forward or sort of, you know, move into my consciousness. And I might scroll down the whole list of names, and sure enough, one of them, there's something about it, maybe the way it sounds or the way it looks, or I don't know. I could tell that's it, and I just take that, and sure enough, it's always it. And so you may want to do that, like, you know, like you're feeling like, wow, I need something to kind of perk me up here or inspire me, you know, like that individual who shared earlier, you know, I'm almost at the end of my unemployment compensation, you know, what is it? And you got this whole toolbox of stuff. You may just, you know, bring up all the titles of those bonuses and just ask, well, what would be, you know, given where I'm at right now and what I'm dealing with right now, in this particular, you know, what of all these extra bonuses or what of all these meditations or whatever you're looking at would be supportive to me right now, and kind of just ask for you to get a hit on it. And you will. You know, it may be different for each person, however it kind of moves to the forefront, but and that could be really helpful rather than trying to figure it out or feel overwhelmed by the training. Kind of just let the training come to you at where you're at right then and there by asking in that kind of intuitive way, you know. And I think you'll find that it will, one or another will present itself above everything else for you in whatever way it does for you.
Absolutely.
And for example, when I go into a store, you know, sometimes I go into the store and it's like, you know what, if there's anything in here that's useful for me to see or know about or come in contact with, have it just jump out at me, because I don't want to look at every single thing in here. I just don't want to do it. And it always happen like that. You know, it just, in some way, I'll just see it. Like, the color will pull itself toward me, or, you know, I don't know. But it's a good way, it's a good practice to just do as a superhero, is to be able to choose from a whole benefit, from whatever's in front of you, the path that has the highest flow for you. Whether it's what to eat, you know, what to read, what meditation to do, you know, what to purchase in a store, what, you know, whatever it is, it's just a good little practice to become efficient at, so that you're always feeling guided to what you need in that moment, rather than, you know, having to feel overwhelmed. And I think that's a good way to deal with overwhelm, and because there's so many things coming at us in these times, you know, let's face it, I mean, my gosh. And I'll do that with emails sometimes. Like, I'll open my email inbox and there'll be, you know, 100 emails. I'm like, all right, you know what? Like, I need to know the best, the most urgent emails here to deal with. And they'll just, boom, they'll just somehow light up. I'll just somehow know. And I think this is a good skill for us all to get good at in these times that we're living in.
Yeah, it's just absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. Because otherwise we're wasting our lives doing trivial things that don't really mean much. And that's just not the best ever. And unless we think about this consciously and have a different approach, that's what we do, because we're living in a bit of a strange world and we're affected by, you know, an energy in the world where people are wasting their time all day long. Most people, if you look at it, are spending their time doing things that they personally do not enjoy and cause them sorrow, and they're causing other people sorrow in some form. So they're hurting themselves and others from the moment they get up to the moment they go to sleep. And that's unfortunately the state of most people's lives. Not everyone, but a big percentage are in various forms of unpleasant experiences and sustaining weird systems that really are dysfunctional. So we want to get out of that and really look at our lives and snap out of the trance that we might be in and really work out what are the most effective, essential things for you that really mean something to you personally, that's the real best use of your life, best use of your time. And that can be radical, but I really feel it's worth taking the time to get clear on this, because it's your life we're talking about here. So we've got another question. Hopefully that last one was answered as you like. The next question is from Phil in the UK. Says, when considering my vision of the future and using imagination to create a beautiful life, I can picture many different scenarios that all feel right, you know, in speech marks, right. If we are moving into a newer, as it says, as old rules and systems fall away, should I be using my imagination on setting out of this world? Or do I just keep it simple and realistic and take baby steps towards my ideal future? What do you think about that, Taylor? He's saying,
well,
basically,
I would say both. You know, I'm all for both. You know, always setting high intentions. I love that. I like to always come from if anything is possible, because I figure, what the heck? I mean, why mess around? I mean, if I'm gonna use my time in life to work on something, I want it to be the best thing ever. I want to always work from the highest possible. Like, if I could do anything I wanted, there were no limitations whatsoever, space, then I always start from there, and then, you know, because, well, why not? And then there are sometimes baby steps, but I would say it's not one or the other. I think it's both. I would set your imagination, your intention for an out-of-this-world, or, you know, whatever it is that is just your... if you could do anything or have anything, intention or desire, and then once you've got that, then, yeah, there will be those, all right, then what's the first step toward that? You know, and I think those little baby steps are key. I think it's all key. I think it all works together. I don't think it's one or the other. I think you set something, you set your intention, and then there'll be the what there is to do that will present itself to you. It's like little steps, and sometimes there's big steps, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's all part of the unfolding of that manifesting, and I think it's a combination of all of that, you know.
Yeah, I would basically say the same thing. Have the most outrageous visions you can think of and feel into. Because we're limited by our conditioning to some degree. So what we think is possible often is is limited. Like if you imagine someone in rural India, say, one of these old mothers, and she's lived in a village all her life, and she's never watched TV, and she doesn't know about the rest of the world. She doesn't even know what's outside her village. She knows a few of the cities, right? And, you know, there she is. She's great at making food, and she does the stuff she's good at, and that's her life. And she doesn't know anything else. If we asked her what she thinks is possible, what her vision board is going to be, she might say, oh, it would be so nice to have, you know, an extra cow, you know, or, you know, I'd love it if we had sort of a little bit more, grain or something like this. But she can't even imagine technology because she's never seen it. She doesn't know what an iPad is. She doesn't, do you know what I mean? She doesn't know about things that we take for granted. So just to give you an idea, and that's a human being just like us. So I think it's good for us to expand our awareness more and more and more. And then, of course, like Taylor says, take your steps, baby steps towards it, because it's one thing at a time. But then we end up with quantum leaps sometimes. All of a sudden, just big things happen.
I was listening to an interview of Richard Branson the other night. You know, he's the guy that created Virgin Airlines. Essentially everyone told him that was impossible. And in fact, I think all the other major airlines were making sure that it was impossible. but it was interesting to hear him talk, because he said that what he likes to organize himself around is doing the impossible. And the more people say that, oh, you can't do that, including like huge corporations that, you know, have some pretty good power about being able to stop something like that, he gets more, all the more excited and all the more eager, and then thinks even bigger than that. Like it causes him to expand his vision even further. And, you know, I was really inspired by that, because he's obviously demonstrated that work over and over and over again in creating these impossible yet wildly successful organizations as an individual, you know, as one person that just has a vision, you know. So, and, you know, when it came right down to it, after he had that vision, there are all these little steps that he had to do, you know, like, maybe not little, like, but still, I'm sure there are little ones mixed in there. So I think it's, you know, I love what Tim said in the beginning, how that what occurred for him in his morning meditations is kind of accessing this world of magic, or this whole new space of discovering what he didn't know that he didn't know. And that's a beautiful space of power. I like to liken that to this space of like this in between world. You know, it's kind of like twilight or dawn, is that space of just where things are kind of shifting and opening, and there's whole new doorways and possibilities and potentials that exist. And there's that world is what we're accessing in this training, is what we're opening up to in so many ways. And to be able to just create in things and be in spaces of not knowing at all, of anything we don't even know, is extremely exciting, because we are letting go of the past, like you're talking about here, and moving into this new earth. And so, in a way, all bets are off. The way things, this linear way that things are put together, is really shifting to be nonlinear, to be more of this, like, kind of chaotic, like, wow, that doesn't even make sense, and there it is. So, but that still doesn't mean there aren't steps, even though, yeah, they may not be like the 1+1=2 steps. There are still these sorts of things that will occur for you that it just seemed like the next thing to do, even if it doesn't line up or make sense necessarily. I think that's what I want to just say, is that it may not make sense, those next steps, like perhaps it did in the more linear, traditional, conventional ways that are leaving. So it requires us being a little bit maybe more fluid and flexible and listening and watching than we had to before, because knowing is kind of what's going bankrupt. As the mind is collapsing and the heart is opening, it is going to be more about feeling. Well, how do you feel? And using that as our guide versus what makes sense or what we think. And so I often listen when people are talking as what are the words they're using? Are they saying, I think this, I think that, or I'm feeling? And when they start talking about this or that, I always usually will say, well, how do you feel about that? And that's a good way to guide your senses more into your heart space, and that's a better place to stand in terms of choosing the next steps that are before you on a project or what you're creating.
Yeah. And another thing that I feel is essential for this is that ultimately we manifest what we have become. You know, this might sound maybe abstract, but whatever we've become as a result of our state of consciousness and our life's experiences, we just naturally end up doing things. So we can try and plan it, and we can try and have steps, and we can try and have visions, and all this stuff is part of the process, and it's very valuable. And at the same time, we just naturally, like if you look at your life today, whatever you've done today from morning till evening is a consequence of what you've become. And if you hadn't become that, you would have done something else. And because you're changing all the time, you're naturally doing things differently. And because you naturally do things differently, you naturally get a different result. So it's all kind of happening on a much deeper level, really, than the conscious awareness of things. So I think that's worth considering. So if anyone has any thoughts or questions about anything we've shared, you're most welcome to share, put it in the chat, or if you want to say anything on the phone, press star two, and I can unmute you.
Hello,
okay.
Can you hear me at all, Michael?
Yeah. Hey.
Hi. Hi again, it's Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Good. Tim again.
Tim again, yay. All right.
I just like to share something further, if it's okay. When I first did the superhero training a couple of years ago, maybe a little bit longer, when I first started getting into your work, I was in a very interesting situation. I was living on a farm, juicing wild grass with a manual juicer, and recovering from cancer. And I first remember hearing about getting up very, very early and being able to feel the bliss. And I tried really hard to do this, and found myself, found every possible excuse not to do it over periods of time. And I think the times are getting easier to do it now. You know, obviously, you know, the energy of these times has shifted. And, you know, obviously there's big changes in myself as well. You know, some wonderful things have happened for me and some very difficult challenges. But I just wanted to kind of put it out there that, you know, these changes, you know, they happen and they can happen extremely swiftly. One strange thing happened to me. 2 years ago, I needed some help from my cousin for some graphic design for this superfood business I've got, and he sent me something that I didn't think I needed, but I needed it just the other day. So it was probably like talking to me from the past. It was kind of like tuning into the future. And so you'd be amazed what's happening now is synchronistically helping you sometime down the track, days if not years later. So, you know, that's just a bit of thought that came up for me. Because at the time, when, those years ago when I was like juicing away these wild grasses on this manual juicer, you know, and doing these meditations, all I had was this little audio player and growing these vegetables and starting this little business. I didn't know what was in front of me, but it's amazing what unfolds. The synchronicities of events that unfold and the magic that you can tune into that you may not see at the time, it just seems to appear later. Or may appear at the time. You just don't know. That's all I have to share.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing. I've experienced the same thing on many occasions. Bizarre things that I had no idea how they could have any relevance, like learning certain skills, and they come in handy later on for some weird reason that I would never have thought. And connections with people that seem very random, but then they become very important after some time. Yeah, there's all sorts of odd things going on. So I think the main thing that we always come back down to is feeling good now, always feeling good now, and focusing on ascending in our level of consciousness and just taking it one step at a time. And that's really the essence, I would say. What do you think, Taylor?
I think, yeah, I'd like to have some of that wild juice that Nick was making out there. That sounds yummy. Wild grass juice. Yum. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, well, yes, we're living in unusual times, and anything's possible, frankly. And this is an especially magical time here in the Northern Hemisphere, that is in the Southern Hemisphere, I'm sure, coming on to the solstice, which is our summer, their winter, and very magical times before us. So, you know, these are the last days of spring and the last days of fall, so use this time wisely and really capitalize on the grand opening of power that the solstices provide. You know, the longest day of light here in the Northern Hemisphere, the darkest day on the Southern, and these are really, really potent, and especially this year, as with everything, ramped up, you know, a billion times. So, you know, if you can create a space and time and really be able to connect into the energy fully during that time period, you know, it's usually the day before, the day of, the day after, it's extremely potent. I recommend that, doing some sort of rituals that you're drawn to do and being out in nature. really, this is a maximum time of power and possibility and potential. So it's very, very rich in gifts, rich in gifts, these days that I had.
PA. Powerful, powerful, powerful times. Nothing like it. Really getting more and more intense. So just we need to take advantage of every moment we have. And on that note, there doesn't look like there's any other questions, but if anyone has any last thoughts, you're most welcome to put it in the box or press star 2. Otherwise, we look forward to everyone's experience over these next couple of weeks, this powerful time in the solstice. And, just take the opportunities that you have. Every single day can be the best day ever. It really can. And that's what this is all about. And it's just taking that time to get clear on what you want and really making it a priority to feel good and to do things that you love. I mean, everything we're sharing is actually very, very, very straightforward. It's just a matter of consistently going deeper and deeper and applying it. And it works, guaranteed. So we look forward to hearing any experiences you have. Keep in touch with us and enjoy. And by the way, Brother Nick was with us today, but his cell phone reception on two different phones, or for whatever reason, on different networks, didn't work where he was. So he had to, he disappeared, unfortunately. But he sends his love and blessings to everyone. Last thoughts, Taylor?
You know, just the other day I was laying in bed, and I woke up early in the morning, as usual, of course, and had this thought, you know, life is so precious. It's such a precious gift. It's a precious, unbelievable gift that we're living in this physical body with all these incredible senses and the sensing mechanisms that we have to experience joy and wonder and deliciousness. That, and life really is truly very short, you know, when you come right down to it. And, you know, I'm one of those people that, like, I remember I always thought summer was way too short. Now time's even speeding up faster. It's like, oh, my gosh, summer's going to be shorter. Yeah, I had all those thoughts. But then I realized, you know what, no. I'm just going to stop everything right now. And before summer even begins, I'm just going to make sure, I'm just going to have my little project, big project really, be having the best summer ever, that every single day I'm going to just make it just such an incredible day that at the end of the summer, I have no regrets. I don't look back and say, oh, you know, summer's over. I wish I would have done this, that, and the other thing. But no, I'm just going to just get out there and make sure every day, at the end of the day, I have experienced summer to the fullest. I've become, you know, I like to think of summer as like I'm a solar battery that I need to fill up, and, you know, because then winter's ahead and I got to charge up for it. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, where you can see it as like you're now in the deep period of rest and rejuvenation to get ready for the spring, you know, get ready to spring up out of the ground, just the opposite. But, you know, I really encourage everyone to really embrace and take this summer on so you have no regrets, that you live it fully, like you do everything you wanted to do. You spend as much time outside as possible. You eat all the yummy, luscious foods. You're in nature. You're just sucking it in like a sponge, because that's what there is to do in summer. This is the peak of peakness. This is the peak of all those little seeds are now at like their fullest, richest potential, just bursting open. Like, here we are. This is it. So I just decided, you know what, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have every day be the best summer vacation ever. Like, you know how it is when you're on vacation, you only have 2 days left. It's like, oh, God, I got to cram everything in here. Just make sure, this is, you know, I leave and it's just all good. Well, I'm just going to do that every single day. That's what I decided. So I just want to share that because I was I inspired myself with that idea, you know, got all excited. And every time I think about it, I get all excited. You know how when you have this, like, trip planned or some big thing you want to do and you get all excited? Well, now I'm looking forward to, like, every day like that. Like, oh, I can hardly wait for tomorrow. I wonder what's going to happen. I'm on a summer vacation here, you know. So I just want to put that out there because, you know, we're, those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're ready to move into that space. And now's a good time to really just set that container up. Why not?
Yeah. Absolutely. It is powerful, 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 powerful times. It's just almost mind-blowing. So every single moment is gold, 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 gold.
Gold. And literally gold, really just dripping with sun at a magnitude we've never experienced before. And so it's important for us to get out there and get it in ourselves, in our beingness, to become the even more radiant beings. That's the opportunity this summer, is to become an even more radiant being. That's what I want to say.
Shine on, everyone. Shine, shine, shine away. Keep smiling. And we love you guys so much. It's such a blessing for us to be here connecting with you. And, you know, it's a very rare group we have here. People are absolutely up for this stuff. Most people are pretend they are but don't do anything. You are the real deal. And I really appreciate every single one of you for showing up and being a superhero. It's such a rare thing. So keep in touch. Keep asking questions and connecting and sharing experiences. And we're looking forward to connecting with you next time. Enjoy the summer if you're in the north, northern hemisphere. Enjoy the light and enjoy the changes on the southern hemisphere for those in Australia and other places. And we'll be sharing with you very soon. Lots of love and aloha.
Aloha.